जयं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवेगाचार्य श्रोत्र शत श्री श्रीमद हृदयांग्रेज भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैत गधाधर श्रीवासदि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड वृंदावन धाम की श्री श्री मायापुर नवदीप धाम की श्री भक्ति देवी तुलसी देवी की समवेद भक्त वृंद की All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we are reading from Canto 10, Chapter 3, Text 6. Jagu Kinara Gandharvas Tushtuvu Siddha Chanara Vidhyadharasya Chananrutuhu Apsaro Bhi Samamudha जगौ किनर गंधर्वास तुतुस्पु सिद्ध चानर चानर विद्याधर्यस्य च नानृतुः अप्सरो भी समामुडा जगु रिसाइटेड ऑस्पिशियस सॉन्ग्स किनरा गंधर्वा द किनराज एंड गंधर्वास inhabitants of the various planets in the heavenly planetary system. Tushtuvu offered their respective prayers. Siddhachanara, the Siddhas and the Chandranas, other inhabitants of the heavenly planets. Vidhyadharyacha and the Vidhyadharis, another group of inhabitants of the heavenly planets. Nanrutu danced in transcendental bliss. Apsarobhi, the Apsaras, beautiful dancers in heavenly kingdom. Samam along with Mudha in great jubilation. Translation. The Kinaras and the Gandharvas began to sing auspicious songs. The Siddhas, the Charanas offered auspicious prayers and the Vidhyadharis along with the Apsaras began to dance in jubilation. There's no purport to this. You want to repeat? Jagu Kinara Gandharvas Tutushtu Siddhacharana Vidyadharasya Chananrutuhu Apsarobi Samamuda. Kinara Gandharvas Tutushtu Siddhacharana. Vidyadharaschananrutuhu Apsarobi Samamuda. So, in this chapter, the birth of Lord Krishna, these pastimes are described as the boat to achieve the ultimate goal of life. That's what is described in the summary to the chapter by Prabhupada. in the previous chapter we see the demigods, they visited Mother Devaki, knowing that Krishna is in her womb, and they were reciting, they were narrating various instances of Lord's incarnation, how he took various incarnation to protect his devotees. Mother Devaki had actually gone through a lot of turbulence because of the atrocities of Kamsa. Her 6 children were killed by Kamsa. So she was concerned about Lord Krishna, who was in her womb. The demigods, by narrating these instances of how the Lord came to protect the devotees, were not only assuring her of the protection of the Lord, but they were also building their own confidence because of Kamsa's various acts. The demigods also were disturbed. So we see that there are, in this pastime, we see that there are basically 4 seasons. There is a season of turbulence, then there is a season of prayer. Mother Earth, along with Brahma, went to meet Lord Vishnu, asking for his intervention. Prabhupada says intervention, he uses the word intervention. So the first season is a season of turbulence. Then there is a season of prayer. They went and prayed to Lord Vishnu, and the Lord said, I will come very soon. He didn't immediately come, instantly come. So the third season is a season of waiting. First is the season of turbulence, then the season of prayer, and then finally we have the season of waiting. Then comes the season of Lord's intervention. In this chapter, the birth of Lord Krishna, the Lord advents himself. So in our life also, we encounter so many turbulences, so many obstacles. So that is a season of turbulence. Then we pray to the Lord, and after that comes a season of waiting. The season of waiting is what makes us very strong, because we have to really exercise our patience. We have to really exercise our faith muscles. Then finally the Lord intervenes. How does the Lord intervene? Either he removes the obstacle or he makes you stronger. Either way, you are victorious. So the main recipient of Srimad Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj, was himself in the womb of his mother Uttara when he was attacked by a Brahmastra. And the Lord came to protect him. In the Gita also Krishna says, Neha bikramana shroti prativayuna vidyate svalpam api asya dharmasya trayate mahatobaya. Even a small service rendered to me can save you from the greatest type of fear. He uses the word fear. And in the previous verses also we see the word fear being used, fear of Kamsa. Today human, the neuroscientist and neuropsychologist also have termed fear as the most dominant, fear is the most dominant emotion in the human being. Right from the pauper in the street to President of America is under fear. So they call this as a flight or fight mode. What? Flight or fight mode. It is basically the animalistic mode. Prabhupada in Science of Self-Realization says that if you do not endeavor for spiritual realization, self-realization, you are no better than an animal. It is an animalistic society. So what Prabhupada said, now the neuroscientists are with proof proving that yes, it is an animalistic society. Because they are always in the flight or fight mode. They are always fearful. They say that the human brain is hardwired. Human brain is hardwired for fear. Human brain is hardwired for fear. That's what they say. So how do we overcome this fear? Fear can be overcome only with, like they say, the higher taste principle of Srila Prabhupada. When you see a street urchin trying to eat some rubbish, and if you go and give him some nice plate of prasadam, the street urchin does not have to give up what he is eating. It is not a big renunciation for him. He just gives it up and he takes a plate of prasadam. So in the same way, when we replace our fear with faith in the Lord, then we become free from fear. We should replace our worry with trust in the Lord. How do we ingrain this kind of a faith? You may say that I have come to Krishna consciousness. I know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But still we fear. Fear is there as devotees also. So, it's not just enough to be, it's like coming to Krishna consciousness is like coming to university. You have taken up a course, whether it is engineering or medical or commerce. You come to a university. Now, if you don't study in that university, then what will happen? And when I mean study, it doesn't mean just theoretical by heart study. When we were in the universities doing either engineering or medical or whatever, generally there are three categories of people, three categories of students generally. You have the first category, which is just come there to just be frivolous, time pass, they say. They are not so serious. Then there is a next category, which is they learn everything by heart. They don't understand the fundas. They don't understand the fundamentals. We call it ratta marke aaya, you know, when we were doing ratta marke aaya. So they only study everything by heart. Then the other category is when they actually understand the fundas very well. And in order to understand the fundas, what they do is they study deeply. Not just for theoretical point of view, they contemplate. When they study means they wish to get up in the universities early in the morning. Parents used to say get up early in the morning to study. Because that time is a time when there is less disturbance. And you know, you are more focused. So when you do that kind of a deep study, and then you correlate what you study. Let us say you are studying commerce or you are doing engineering. You study various principles there. And then what you do is that you correlate that with so many outside events, outside things that you see. Then your fundamentals becomes very clear. Or whether if you are a commerce student, you studied some theory of economics. When you go to a shop, you actually try to correlate and you try to think about it. Everything you project from the point of view of what you studied. So when you do that, your fundas become very strong. So we need to do that also when we study Prabhupada's books. There is this theory called as theory of transient hypofrontality. Now it may sound a very big word, but it is a very simple thing. What is it? You see, they found that why we need to do this is because only when our belief system deep down, when we are very clear about Krishna's protection, then we become fearless. Not at a superficial level. So in order for the subject matter to get inside our belief system, our ingrained into our system, we need to do that kind of a deep study and contemplation and introspection. These scientists, they have studied Edison, you know, Edison who discovered the bulb. So Edison, he had a very peculiar way of working. He worked for 3 hours, then he would not be available for the next 3 hours. Then again, 3 hours he was available, 3 hours he was not available. During those 3 hours, he used to do deep work. Edison not only discovered the bulb, but he discovered nearly 700 products, and he has patents to nearly 700 products. So when he was asked later that, what do you think, you know, you have contributed so much to the society, Edison said that, if ever I have contributed anything, it is my focus and my concentration. So, what is this theory of hypofrontality? What they say is that when you're doing that kind of a deep work with away from distraction, you come into a state of flow. You see, today to read Prabhupada's books, we have to gauge ourselves. We cannot read more than 5 minutes, 10 minutes without any distraction. So, when you study things without distraction, what happens is that you get into what is called as a state of flow. That state of flow then comes to a stage where it is called hypofrontality, transient hypofrontality, when your creative juices are released. That's when all that subject matter, whether it is engineering or something, boom, it gets into your system. Then you say, yes, oh, I understood this. So Edison used to do this. And that is why complex things were invented with him. Now he did this to invent things in this material world. Here Prabhupada says that this Krishna Leela is the boat to achieve our ultimate goal of life. So how much should we be able to focus on this and contemplate and correlate? Krishna says, Pitahama se jagato mata data pitama. I am the father, I am the mother, and I am the grandsire of the entire universe. Now if he is a father and the mother, will a father and mother want anything bad to happen to his children? No. But still we fear. Krishna says, Hirdesha Arjuna tishtati. I am seated in everyone's heart. Still we fear. So when our fundas are very clear in this, then what happens is that our belief system changes, our thinking changes. When we change our thinking patterns, we change our words. And then it has a reverse effect also. What kind of words we speak has a reverse effect on our thoughts, which in turn reinforces our belief systems. Therefore, we have to be very careful in what we speak. And thinking is our biggest asset. What we think all through the day is our biggest asset. Today, our thinking can, it is directly connected to our relationship with devotees. Our thinking decides our service, connected to our quality of service, everything. So thinking is a very important asset. They say that thoughts are things. What? Thoughts are things. How can thought become thing? You see, everything that you see today is a result of somebody thinking about it. Somebody thought about a bulb. It was a thought only. Then a bulb came into picture. It actually came into existence. Somebody thought about a phone. Graham Bell thought about phone. Phone came into existence. It was a thought only initially. Then you have the Wright brothers who thought about aeroplane, and then the aeroplane came into effect. So, Jai Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Ji Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman. Jai Shri Shri Gornitai. So, there is a lot of research on how our thinking patterns affect our health. Placebo effect. Many of you must be knowing what is a placebo effect. Placebo effect is something which the scientists did many years back. They put 40 patients in one hospital who were suffering from migraine. Another 40 patients they kept in another hospital. The first 40 patients they gave actual migraine medicine. The other 40 patients they gave them something looking like a migraine medicine in a migraine medicine packet, but it was just a sugar candy. Then they observed the end result of these patients. They found that both of them, both the categories had same results. Even those who did not take the migraine medicine, they were cured of migraine. In fact, they went a step further. They found that those who did not take the migraine medicine actually were much healthier because they didn't have certain chemicals get into their system. Now this placebo effect, they extended this research to actual physical surgery. What they did was, they took 40 patients who wanted knee replacement, and they took another totally 80 patients, another 40 patients who also wanted knee replacement, they kept in another hospital. For the first 40 patients, they actually did the knee operation. And the other 40 patients, they opened up their knee but did not do any knee operation. They observed the results. Both the categories of the people were running, walking, everything was normal. Not just that, after 2 years, they went back to the patients on whom they did not do the surgery, and they gave their money back. They said, which actually did not do any surgery. So you can imagine the effect of, you know, your thinking. Today we have this concept that if your father had diabetics, you will also get diabetics. Hereditary disease. Today scientists are saying this hereditary disease is not true. Only 30% chances are there. If you have father as diabetics, for you to get diabetics, only 30% chance is there. And that also, how does that 30% chance get activated? They have explained it in a very simple fashion. Every thought we think is a neurotransmitter. Every time they say that neurons that fire together, wire together. What? Neurons that fire together, wire together. Every time you think a thought, it is just like an electrical impulse. You know, just like a lightning, no, electrical impulse. So you keep repeatedly thinking those thoughts, you keep firing those electrical impulses, neurons that fire together, wire together. Ultimately, it becomes a wiring system inside. So what they found is that hereditary is only 30%. That is, if your father had diabetics, you have only 30% chances of getting it. That also, how they found out is that they did a liver transplant. They did a liver transplant of a 17-year-old boy who died of a car accident. They transplanted his liver into another person who was 40 years old, who wanted a liver. They called him to the state where the accident took place. They said, we have a liver. He was on the waiting list. And they transplanted this liver from this 17-year-old boy into this man. After some time, when the man went back, he started asking for a particular brand of beer and a particular brand of chips. Then they found out, and that brand was not available in the state where he stays. Then when they did a little more work, they found out that this boy was taking that brand of beer and that brand of chips. So then they discovered that it is not just the brains that have memory cells. Also the various parts of the body cells also have some amount of memory. And it is that memory that carried your 30% genetic thing of diabetics. Now what happens when you start thinking thoughts? When you get a pain in the hand, you will say, "Ha, my father had diabetics, so I'll also have diabetics." So your neurons that fire together, wire together. You are sending a thought process, and those memory cells which have 30% of diabetic, just like your telephone charge. You know, if you just imagine if telephone is charged 30%, you connect your, you know, charger, then it shows 31%, 32%, slowly, slowly it becomes 100%. Every time you think a thought like this, this electrical impulse energizes that dormant memory cell of diabetics. So from 30%, slowly it will become 30, 31, 35, and finally 100%. When you get 100%, you get diabetics. So this is the effect of thinking. Now coming to our devotional life and Bhagavatam, we don't have to impose any belief system artificially into our system. Prabhupada has given such an authentic this thing that we don't have to. We know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the father, mother and the grandsire. When we read these things, when we contemplate, when we correlate to our activities in our life, slowly our thinking changes. We start seeing things in a different way. The most important being, fear is generated because we fear obstacles, we fear hurdles in our life. So we start seeing obstacles in a different manner. You see, obstacles and hurdles are nothing but an opportunity for you to grow, for your opportunity for you to connect with the Lord. Nobody can change the pain, you know, that has happened to you in your life in the past. There are things that happen in life that are very tragic and unfair. There are people who come into your life that hurt you. You may think that they are awful, but they were actually there for you to grow. They are there for you to bring your true potential in yourself. They are there for you to enhance your connect with the Lord. There is a Mexican proverb which says that they tried to bury us. What? They tried to bury us, but they never knew we were seeds. What happens when you bury a seed? What happens when you bury a seed? It grows, isn't it? So they tried to bury us, which means the obstacle or the person or whatever, they tried to bury us, but they never knew we were seeds. So this obstacle is actually an opportunity for us to grow. That is why they say life is not happening to you, life is happening for you. That is how Queen Kunti was able to pray, "Krishna, let there be more calamities," because she knew that she is going to remember Krishna more, she is going to depend upon him, and Krishna will intervene and her spiritual muscles will be stronger. Just like when we go to the gym, there are weights in various categories, 2.5, 5, 7.5. Now when you do weightlifting, those weights don't change. What? Those weights don't change. They are same only. But what changes is your muscles. You become more stronger. So in the same way, these obstacles are there, but they, if you take them in the proper perspective, they make you stronger. When we face obstacle, we should pray, "Krishna," we should remember, "Machitta sarva durgani mat prasadat tarishyasi." Krishna says, by being conscious of me, you overcome the obstacle. We pray and we have to wait. We have to wait patiently. We are very impatient. Krishna will, either he'll remove the obstacle or he'll give us the strength to face the obstacles. He'll make you stronger. Either case, you're victorious. So, these obstacles, they actually increase your connect with the Lord. So when you start seeing things in a totally different perspective, then you know your then you can know that your belief system is strong, your thought process, you know, you, what words you use, what you think. And in order for this to happen, we also need to, you know, see, there is, whenever you face obstacles, you have to understand it's not between you and the person who is causing the hurt. It's not between you or the circumstances. It's not between you or the event that is happening. It's between you and Krishna. We have Radha Rasbihari in the altar. But whom do we have in the altar of our life? Are we always keeping our problems? Are we always focusing on what is not working in our life? We get so obsessed with the problems and with the obstacles, so fearful that we forget to think of Krishna's protection in our life only. In earlier instances, when you remember in our life, you know, you refer to Bhagavatam, you refer to your own life also, so many instances have happened, Krishna actually protected you. So that builds up your faith in the Lord. Now, in order to do this, you need to also remove, to be able to focus properly and to do that kind of a deep study, you need to remove a lot of clutter in your life, junk, both internal clutter and external clutter. Internal clutter, like we keep a lot of idiosyncrasies in our head. We think we are some great guys come here to save the world. When we give a class, we want to impress people. Oscar Wilde, he said it very nicely. He said, be authentic, rest all is taken care of. When we are preaching, we are sharing our experiences. We don't have to put ourselves in some kind of a pedestal. And if you think by putting ourselves in some kind of a pedestal, the people will get impressed, then we don't need that kind of a people. This is very authentic what Prabhupada has given. We just need to repeat, Prabhupada said, purity is a force. We just need to maintain our consciousness and repeat what Prabhupada has said. And in order to maintain our consciousness, in hard times, in good times, we need to ingrain this proper belief system into our, for which we need to study focused manner. Not theoretical, but practically. So, we have all these kinds of clutter. We also tend to criticize people. You know, you can never grow by criticizing people. We may get some kind of a satisfaction for some time that yes, you know, by putting somebody down. But cutting people off is not, you know, you don't grow like that. You grow on your own strength depending on the Lord. Many times devotees, we tend to criticize karmis like anything, sitting in the class. We should not be judgmental about all these things. There is so much positive message in the Bhagavatam. Sometimes we criticize because we feel insecure ourselves, we want to hide our inefficiencies, so we criticize, we feel nice about it. After all, we go to the same karmis to collect donation. Yes or no? There was one devotee, he once went to the temple president. He told him, I am very disturbed. The temple president said, kya ho gaya? So he said, no, this senior devotee with whom you are sending me for collection, he goes to this donor's place, donor's house. That donor has a very big picture, 7 feet picture of one godman who recently died, big hair. He said he has a very big picture of this godman. And this senior Prabhuji, he does aarti to him. So the temple president told him, it must be, you know, there must be other pictures, no? Krishna, Balaji, somebody must be there. So he said, yeah, they are there, but they are on the floor, very small. 7 feet ka to iska hi hai bada. So then the temple president, acha, till fir kya ho gaya? He said, no. ही डिड आरती. ही सेड फिर क्या हो गया. सेड आई डिडंट टेक द आरती, आई टुक द आरती एंड आई गेव इट अवे, आई डिडंट पुट ऑन माय फॉरहेड. सेड ठीक है, फिर क्या हो गया. सेड नहीं. देन दिस प्रभु जी गेव दंडवत, फुल दंडवत. सो टेम्पल प्रेसिडेंट सेड तू क्या किया. ही सेड आई गेव ओनली हाफ दंडवत एंड आई चैंटेड माय गुरु प्रणाम मंत्र. सो देन टेम्पल प्रेसिडेंट सेड ओके, फिर क्या हो गया. ही सेड नहीं. डोनर सेड कम नेक्स्ट वीक टू कलेक्ट द चेक. सो द टेम्पल प्रेसिडेंट सेड नेक्स्ट वीक यू गो, आरती तू कर और पूरा दंडवत भी तू दे, एंड जब तक डोनर तेरे हाथ में चेक नहीं डाला तू दंडवत से उठ मत. सो जोक्स अपार्ट, व्हाट वी आर ट्राइंग टू से इज वी नीड नॉट क्रिटिसाइज एनीबडी, नॉट मेक जजमेंटल अबाउट पीपल. वी ऑल्सो यू नो वी ऑल्सो क्रिटिसाइज सो मेनी पीपल आउटसाइड अपार्ट फ्रॉम यू नो साइंटिस्ट. टूडे वी आर यूजिंग सो मेनी फैसिलिटीज इन आवर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, स्प्रेडिंग द मैसेज बिकॉज ऑफ सो मेनी डिस्कवरीज. वी हैव अ पॉजिटिव मैसेज, वी स्पीक दैट. यू नो टूडे देर आर सो मेनी सेक्ट्स इन द सोसाइटी. देर इज अ दलित, देर इज यू नो अर्लियर वी हैड अनटचेबल्स. How did they all come about? We should not criticize. There is a history. If you know the world history, you will come to know the Brahmanas actually abused their power. They thought that their position is not out of qualification, it is out of a post. They abused their power. And that is why many people, you know, untouchability started and all these things started. Even in the West, there is a history. Just opposite St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican, there is this painting of a pope ordering the soldier to kill a lady and her child. They have the name of the pope also. The soldier is about to pierce the spear on the lady and the child. And you know what it was? Those days, many times the Pope was running the administration. They ordered people to be killed if their faith, if they didn't believe in Jesus Christ. Now you just imagine the generations of those people who got killed like this. What their thought process will be. So it's best not to make any judgment about all these things. There is a past history behind all these things. So many facilities we are using for Krishna service discovered by these karmis, as we call. What do devotees have always with them? Devotees ke paas kabhi bhi haath mein kya rehta hai? Chanting bag? Kon bola? Chanting bag. Prabhu, chanting bag gum gaya na to 4-5 din bina chanting ke nikal sakte hain. Lekin mobile phone gum gaya तो बहुत प्रॉब्लम हो जाएगा. सो मोबाइल फोन भक्त का घूम गया तो 1 घंटे के अंदर वो आके इधर कीर्तन करेगा. जी आनी लो प्रेमे धनो, कोटा गेलो वैष्णव ठाकुर, कहा मोरा व्हाट्सएप, कहा यूट्यूब. नाउ हु डिस्कवर्ड मोबाइल फोन? मार्टिन कूपर. अभी ये जाएगा कि नहीं जाएगा? बैक टू गॉड. चलो इसका जजमेंट करते हैं. अपना इतना मजा आता है जजमेंट करने के लिए, देखते हैं विल मार्टिन कूपर गो बैक टू गॉड और नॉट. सारे दुनिया के भक्तों के पास मोबाइल है, पूरा दिन मोबाइल रखते हैं हाथ में. मे बी ही विल गो बैक, सो मच मैसेज इज स्प्रेडिंग थ्रू द मोबाइल. कृष्णा विल से मार्टिन तूने बहुत उद्धार कर लिया. सब संप्रदाय के साथ में नहीं मिलते हैं लेकिन मोबाइल तेरा हाथ में लेके घूमते हैं. श्री वैष्णव वल्लभाचार्य ISKCON devotees, Gaudiya Math. One thing common is mobile phone. So, we don't know. It's better not to make judgment about all these things. We also should learn to forgive things. On all these things, you know, all idiosyncrasies, all these mental things that we have, you know, forgiving is a very powerful tool. Forgiving is not for the other person. It is for you. It's for you to grow. There is this lady And it improves your health also. There is this lady called Brandon Bays. She had a football-sized tumor in her stomach. The doctors told, immediately you should do operation, otherwise you will die. So what she did was, she said nothing doing. She meditated for 6 months. She just started forgiving all the people whom she was having grudges against. She was basically sexually abused by her stepfather when she was small. Then she had a failed marriage, all these things. So she started forgiving all the people who have hurt her in her life. And gradually her tumor went away. This is, you know, the scientists, the doctors were shocked. So we may have differences with devotees, but at the end of the day, every night we should think that before going to sleep, do I have a grudge against anybody? Do I hate somebody? Yes, so and so is causing hurt to me, so and so is doing like this to me. But you know, but do I really have? When you do this exercise, see, that is why spiritual life is a lot of internal work. It's not just all about externals. A lot of internal work is there. So when you do that kind of an exercise, it is very difficult to forgive. And if today you forgive, again tomorrow it will come back. And devotees, sometimes we also remember, Prabhuji, I know 1997 what he told. Meko aaj bhi yaad hai, Prabhuji, 4:30 in the evening he said like this. Are, tu 20 saal pehle, 30 saal pehle ka yaad karke rakha hai. They will keep all that thing in their mind. So how we can remove clutter? You know the story of Michelangelo removing clutter? Michelangelo was an artist. So he was told by all the local artists, they were envious of him. So they went to the Pope and told him that we should knock him off, we should send him, banish him from this kingdom. So they said, how will we banish him? They said, we'll devise one plan. He's an artist. We'll tell him to make a sculpture. So what they did is they told this Pope to tell him. So the Pope told Michelangelo, you make a sculpture. So he said, I'm not a sculptor, I'm a painter. So he said, no, if you don't make a sculpture, you will be banished from the kingdom. And they gave him the most rejected piece of marble. And what happened? Michelangelo made something called as David, a masterpiece. Till today people go and see David. Of course, it's just a man standing naked there, but then, you know, it's a masterpiece, they say, because the marble, the way he made it. So when Michelangelo was asked, what did you do? He said that, I just kept chipping away the unwanted marble, and my masterpiece came into existence. Now, what is our masterpiece? Jivera Swarupoye Nitya Krishna Das. We need to establish our connect with the Lord, revive that. So, we need to remove that clutter, unnecessary clutter. So all these things, you know, we keep all these ideas about ourselves, we keep hate, we don't forgive people. All these things, you know, builds up. We seek attention, you know, sometimes devotees. You see, when you were a small child, 2 years or 3 years old, you were carrying bottle, nipple bottle, correct? Why? Because your physical faculty and medical and you know mental faculty both were not, you know, mature. So you were carrying this nipple bottle. But as you grow, obviously you gave away that. The child needs a lot of attention, always seeking for attention. Now what happened when you grow up, if you see a 30-40 year old man with a nipple bottle, you will think there is something wrong with him, isn't it? His faculties have not grown. But we still, whether we are 30, 40, 50, we still seek attention. And we think that being like that, being sickly, being unhappy, Krishna says, Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. Material world is a place of miseries and it is temporary. So, dukhi rehna hai. Krishna says, susukam kartam avyayam, joyfully performed. Sometimes devotees say, we just talk, Prabhu, mera haath dukh raha hai, right hand is paining so much. Another person will say, mera left, mera dono dukh raha hai.
Third guy will say, my whole body is paining. And fourth person will say, no, I think I am having pain here, I am having cancer. We want attention so much that we don't mind to be sickly. Words, these words have so much power, we have to be careful of the words which we use. So, when we remove all this clutter, what happens is that we become free to focus on the core issues. We become more free to focus on the core issues. And then what happens is that, you start leading life, you have a mission. You should not coast through life. Your personal development should be your mission in life. Is it that, get up, okay, theek hai, mandir mein join kiya ye, no, we have a mission in life. And when your personal growth becomes a mission in life, then, there is excitement, because all through the day, sadhana doesn't get over at 9:30 after the class. All through the day, you're interacting with the Lord, you're seeking His direction, you're seeking His protection, you're conscious of Him. It becomes a lot of practical, battle. Today you get angry, tomorrow you get upset, So all you have to do, Krishna, see, when you, like I said, when you face obstacle, it's not between you and the person who's hurting you, it's not between you and the circumstances, it's actually between you and Krishna. How you're maintaining your consciousness at the time of the obstacle is most important. That is all that Krishna wants us to see. He can remove the obstacle in a second. He just wants us to see how we are maintaining our consciousness. And that's all, our job is only that. The organization, we are not going to spread Krishna consciousness by more temples and more properties. No, we are going to spread by our purity. Each one of us have this mission in life to, lead that kind of a life, then you just imagine how much more enthusiastic we are, how focused we are. We are forgiving. We have creative juices coming in at the right time because we are focused. We talk less and we do more. We don't indulge in criticizing people. No loose talk. We become conscious, we become careful of the words which we use. People complain, this is happening to me, that is happening to me. It's like if somebody gave you a 1 crore rupees and then told you to go and shop, and you did go to a mall and you shopped all kinds of things, you just went on shopping without any thought. Those all things came back home. Then you also come back home. Then you say, "Arey, how did this thing land up here? I never wanted this. Oh, this is not good. That is not good." So, we have to be careful of our thinking. So when we do this kind of a focused thing and do our introspection, our belief system changes, our thinking changes, we become careful of our words. And then, there is amazing thing, Krishna will play miracles in your life. He will make miracles out of your mistakes. Krishna doesn't define you by your mistakes, He refines you. Of course, that doesn't mean you keep making mistakes and tell that Krishna is refining me. So, ultimately, they say that it's not the person who wins the battle, or it's not the person who loses. What matters is every day we are getting up, we are there to fight, we lose, again we come back. So when we take care of our personal growth, if that is the mission, then we are able to help others also. And that is the biggest contribution. There is this law of synchronicity. What is law of synchronicity? They say that a few butterflies flapping their wings in Yellowstone National Park in America has an effect, ripple effect of an earthquake in Japan. So, the way we interact with others, the way we, when personal growth is our mission, when we interact, it helps others also. It makes you stronger. And then you become fearless. Especially with forgiveness and all the other things which we discussed. You become so light. You don't keep any hurt feelings with anybody. You don't have to force yourself to give up seeing things on the mobile, your WhatsApp messages and frivolous videos. You will lose interest automatically. Why? Because, you know, there is an exciting mission that you are undertaking. So, this is how we are able to, you know, remove our fear from deep work to changing our thoughts, then our words, removing the clutter in our life so that we focus on the key essentials, doing really impactful work, and learn to quietly do your service. Krishna will make such arrangements that without much disturbances you will be able to do your services. Any questions, comments?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Guruji. So you very nicely explained many things about our practical application of devotional services. One thing you mentioned, that sometimes devotees, they tend to criticize materialistic people or even scientists. Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, Raga Dvesha Vimuktayastu, and devotee is should be free from attachment and aversion both. So this is very correct thing. But sometimes what happens, some people who are too much attached, just like for my own example, I was from engineering background, so I had this impression that science is everything. Everything can be achieved through science, and material attachments were also there. Fortunately, I heard many Prabhupada's lecture where he was using examples, analogies, he explained how this science and materialistic jo attachments hain, they are not good for us, and this teachings of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam is everything. So one who is biased towards material attachment and science, he may say that Srila Prabhupada is criticizing scientists and materialistic people. But the point was that he was giving those examples to remove our raga, our attachment from there. Although he had no dvesha and raga also. And Bhagavatam also, we Prabhupada find many verses where openly it is criticized. So my question is, how should we balance, or how we should, what consciousness we should have, so that at the same time we don't have any dvesha also, and this raga can also be removed.
See, Prabhupada called rascals many times. Do we have an authority to call rascals anybody? No.
No.
Prabhupada gave the definition of a karmi is a person who enjoys God's property without acknowledging Him. Many times, if you think, we devotees also tend to do that, forgetfully at least. So Prabhupada speaking and mentioning that is for our understanding. You know, today's society, you have to be very careful with your words. Not that we have to sugarcoat something and give, but then there is so much to preach. You can make a general statement, but, you know, consistently bashing up people like this, you know, it is, if you interact with some intellectual people outside, I'm telling properly intellectual people, you know, they have, the consciousness outside also has evolved. There is a lot of chaos happening, but there are a lot of people whose consciousness also evolved. They are looking for a spiritual life. And we will very easily put them away if we, from the beginning only says, you are rascal, you are this, you are that. You understand? So, there is so much to preach. Why we should even address that at this point of time? You know, there is so much to be preached about.
Yes, that's what my question is. Means, although so much things are there, but the person who is attached for those things, if that attachment is not removed.
No, that you don't worry about his attachment. You do your preaching. That is between him and Krishna.
This is what I experience.
When he hears your message spoken from Prabhupada's books, slowly that attachment will go. We also had attachment. We still have attachment. So slowly that attachment will go. By putting somebody down, you don't grow, like I said, no? Any other question?
Hare Krishna. So, Prabhuji, you said about how the example of a boy who goes to university is three types of studies, like three types of boys. So similarly, if someone is not very nicely rooted in reading Srila Prabhupada's book, and if he faces difficulties in life, so the thing is that when he faces difficulties, he naturally goes out from remembering the scriptures, chanting, reading, and he only focuses on the problem. So what should a person who is in such frame, he should be doing?
That's what I said in the class. He should be able to organize his life, find time not only just to read and ratta maro, but actually contemplate, and gradually with his service. See, it is not just reading. It is like reading is like eating. Then if you don't work, you know, it will not get digested. You know, it will cause something else. That's why we have so many, sometimes devotees become scholarly and they also go off track. Not that those who don't, they also go off track. So proper balance has to be there of eating and digesting. So our service, focus in our service, our interaction, we have to make time for those things. And we function in an organic, in a very proper manner. You see, sometimes there is this concept of busy being busy. We think that, you know, dhar dhud, whole day we are running here and there as if, you know, we are very busy. But real impactful work we won't do. So we have to organize our life in such a way that, you know, you have patches and you do those work properly. Does it make sense what I said?
Prabhuji, it is said that Krishna is incarnated in the form of Mahamantra. So now we have got a gadget, and Prabhupada's Mahamantra chanting recording can be played 24/7. So can't we treat this as an altar? Because it is an incarnation of the present time.
The holy name is the Nama Prabhu. When you, what is recommended is Krishna appears when we chant his name. So when we say Hare Krishna Rama, we are actually, Krishna is right there. We are actually touching him. So we have to speak, we have to use the tongue, we have to use our yantra, our material faculties to chant. And Krishna is very merciful in this age to come into that name which we are chanting, Krishna, Rama. So we have to hear. There is an effort that we need to do. We cannot outsource certain things, you know. We have to do it ourselves. So our altar is our interaction with the Lord, not something outside.
Thank you.
Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.
After a long time, I was 7 years later, earlier I heard it.